Sunoco held a meeting last night on its action plan to clean up more than 6,000 gallons of jet fuel that leaked from its pipeline and contaminated well water in Bucks County's Upper Makefield Township. WHYY's Emily Neal tells us more.
The company is proposing a pilot testing of a cleanup method called multi-phase extraction. Residents and elected officials say they are concerned about noise and safety and impacts to water supply. Greg Schuster, Upper Makefield Township's manager, says there's a key component missing.
The remedial action plan does not consider an alternative water supply, such as public water, as an option. At this time, the township does not have a position on whether or not a public water system is the best option. However, it is clearly an option, and one which would guarantee acceptable drinking water to the Mount Air residents.
Representatives from Sunoco and its parent company, Energy Transfer, said they are collecting public comment and feedback on the remedial action plan until August 3rd. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
An audit by the Philadelphia City Controller's Office finds close to $3 million is owed to former employees of the city's public schools who retired or were otherwise separated from their positions. Controller Christy Brady says some of them might really need that money.
When you retire, you could be relying on that lump sum payment. The school district management should prioritize processing any outstanding termination payments owed to the separated employees because they need to ensure that they're in compliance with labor agreements.
The agreements mandate payment of unused vacation time within 30 to 75 days of separation, but some payments of the workers go back to 2021 or earlier. Gray skies and showery conditions across the Delaware Valley on this Thursday afternoon. Temperatures in many places hovering in the low 80s. Right now, Princeton at 79, 82 in Wilmington, and 81 degrees with showery conditions in Philadelphia. We are expecting more rain, more potent moments of storms throughout the afternoon.